Jealousy, in my experience, is immediately extinguished when you realize that everything has its price. Every single thing has its price. So many times we're jealous about things and jealous and envy people because they have something that they don't deserve and that we deserve. Of course, all of these are illusions. That they don't deserve it is an illusion, that we deserve it and don't have it is an illusion. Because all we see is what that person has, at least how it appears to us, right? They might not even actually have the things we think they have. But we don't see the price that they paid to have that. Nothing is free. Nothing is free. And that's not even bad news. It shouldn't be free because so many things, especially when we think about philosophy, especially when we think about knowing thyself, as the ancient Greeks say, the work itself is the very process of the reward. Meaning the work itself is the reward itself. There's no such thing as doing the work and it's terrible and it's not satisfying and it's not fulfilling only for some desired end, for some perceived reward. No, the work itself is the very thing which allows you to know thyself as you go. And so when we see someone, and this speaks a lot about where we're at, we don't even envy people who know themselves. We envy people when we do envy them for their possessions, for their so-called status, for their so-called whatever kind of things that don't really have any value intrinsically. We never value people. Oh, this is a person that knows themselves. They're at peace. All we see is, if we did envy someone like that, like I said, all we would see is their peace. All we would see how comfortable they are in the sense that they have clarity about their own world view. They don't have any conflicts. They don't have any contradictions. Not any, but to a certain threshold, they are contradiction-free almost. And we don't see the work that went into it. And even if we did see it, we're unwilling to do the work. Because if we were willing, we would be doing it. And if we would be doing it, we wouldn't be looking at others. Not only could we already be at a place where we don't judge others anymore and we don't feel that jealousy, but we wouldn't even be looking at others in the first place, especially not with that kind of eye. We would just be focused on doing the work, which is exactly what already is the work itself, to look at your own plate, to do what's in front of you, to focus on your own self. That already is so much, if not all of the work, or at least something that all of the work requires in all its stages. And so when do we have time to even look at others, let alone feel jealousy or envy for them? Let alone stay up at night worrying about that and being consumed by it, because there's no room for it. But it is an amazing realization and a very necessary realization that instead of just feeling the envy, instead of just feeling the jealousy, as the question of the week suggests, that we go back and see where does this come from? And we end up seeing exactly where jealousy comes from, all the things that I've just said and more, I'm sure. And so, how beautiful is it that we can get to a point by doing that, that we can be thankful even to something as envy? Because, wow, thank you so much, my jealousy, my envy. Without you, I would have not seen that I'm in conflict, that I'm in contradiction. Without you, I would not have realized that nothing is for free and that I always see the end results, but never the work. And I would not have seen that if I did the work, that I would have it too. And I would not have seen that I just need to focus on myself as those people did, whom I perhaps envy. And also to see that, first of all, the things that I envy in the first place are unimportant things that I shouldn't envy in the first place. all of these things we can infer, deduct, and receive from the very thing that gives us agony, our jealousy, our envy, our judgment. And that's why the question of the week has been, follow your judgment home, see where it goes, because no matter what the reason is that you judge, it will be the very reason why you will let go of that reason. If you follow your judgment home, why ever it has been that you've been judging someone or something, it will be the very material and tools that will enable you to let go of that false belief, which that judgment came out of. If that's jealousy, here you go. This is how we then have the privilege of taking care of our own jealousy and to never have it again. If it's a belief like last week at the end I mentioned, if it's because we are so virtuous because we're philosophers, right? Or we're Christians, we're Muslims, we're Buddhists, whatever it may be, and we're so virtuous, right? Because we have all the answers and the others don't, and we pity them and we judge them as lesser, as worthless. Those virtues become the very reason why we cannot have virtue, because it is not virtuous to pity someone. It is not virtuous to judge someone. It is not virtuous to think of someone as lesser and to think of yourself as better or more. And so the very reasons that are supposed to free us from vice become the things that push us into vice. And so again, if our judgment was based on our philosophy, based on our religion, then we can see then that we need to let go of that philosophy, of that religion, to the degree that it makes us judge other people. Because nowhere in religion, nowhere in philosophy does it say judge other people. Nowhere does it say think of them as lesser. It only says things like be fair, don't steal. So if you don't steal, but you judge someone else for stealing, then the very reason why you don't steal becomes an impediment towards virtue for you. And there's no bigger contradiction than that in philosophy, in religion, in moral values, in ethical values. And so that would be that particular reason taken care of. Judgment, our own judgments can teach us so much. They can teach us everything. Because once we stop judging, we have learned everything. Because everything that we're contradicted about, everything that we have a false idea about, a false belief about, will inevitably lead us to judging. And so when judgment stops, that means false beliefs have stopped, at least to the degree where they impact our daily lives, the fundamentals of everything. And so if you are judging due to jealousy, that takes care of jealousy. If you truly follow it back and you deal with it and you don't run away from it or you don't ignore it. In other words, if you do the work of life and you don't listen to fear,